This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the podcast. My name is Brad Brown, and it's time to chat some running today. And our guest on today's podcast is an absolute machine. He's worked hard at his Ironman run, but he has seen some big gains over time, and we find out what has been the secret to his success on today's podcast. I'm talking about Mal Joslin. We're going to be finding out what he's done to improve his Ironman run over time. Before that, though, big thanks to the sponsor of this edition of the podcast. It is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for high-performance race wheels at a fraction of the price of those big-name brands, but you get all the quality, all the performance, and a worldwide lifetime warranty, then Wheel Science is for you. Go check them out. They also deliver worldwide, so it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can get yourself a set of Wheel Science wheels, and they are super, super sexy as well. So go check them out. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels. thekonaedge.com/wheels. Or what you can do is click on the link in the podcast player that you're listening to this to and make sure that you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout to get 10% off your order. That's KONAEDGE at checkout to get 10% off. Let's chat some running as we head back to Melbourne in Australia to catch up with Mal Joslin. Mal, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thank you for your time today.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Brad. Great to talk again.
Mal, you are a beast when it comes to running. I mean, you've told us your swim's not the greatest and you get out mid-pack. Your cycle gets you up to where you need to be, but getting off the bike and having a run in your armory like you've got must be a massive confidence booster.
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice getting off the bike and knowing that, or at least being very confident that the run's going to be passing more people and being passed. So it's a good feeling.
You obviously have to have the genetic ability to be able to run well. But for you, I mean, there's a lot of it's not just natural ability, that there's a lot of hard work that goes into it as well. I mean, you've worked hard on improving your run over the years. Are there certain things you've done that you think has made a big difference?
Yeah, I mean, I really think a few years ago, I started with a coach. I joined another triathlon club, and those two things led me to do track sessions, which I didn't do before, and do a lot more fast interval work than I did before. And I mean, I think that's paid huge dividends. So, you know, whether it's 400s, 800s, 1K intervals, you know, maybe 10-minute intervals, there wouldn't be, you know, a week that goes past that I wouldn't do two or even three sort of sessions that would involve some intervals on the run. So, and I think that's where I've seen, you know, huge improvements. If you'd asked me a few years ago whether I thought I could do a marathon even close to, or just a straight marathon, you know, 3 hours, that was something I would love to do, but was never going to be possible. But doing the right sort of speed work, it frustrates me looking at people who think they're going to run fast on race day when they don't run fast in training, you know. And if you want to run fast on race day, you've got to run a lot faster than that in training. And so, you know, even doing some 5K races, I get out and do park run on a Saturday morning and try and, you know, smash out a time that will put me in a position where I know that I can do, you know, a certain speed for a half marathon or a full marathon. So
you said that you never thought you would beat your marathon time that you ran at Ironman South Africa, but Challenge Roth this year you did. What is that marathon PB in an Ironman now?
I did 3:13 in Roth, so I was very happy with that. I did 3:14 in South Africa, so I never thought I would beat that. But Roth's a very run friendly course, but it's a tough bike course too. So to get off the bike there and still be able to run, at 4:30 pace, I was very happy.
Doing that much sort of, I don't want to say high intensity stuff, but the high intensity stuff in a week. How do you stay injury free? What's the secret to being able to run that hard in training but not break yourself?
Yeah, I mean, it's still only even doing that many sessions a week, two sessions a week, maybe three sessions a week, the high intensity stuff is still probably only 10 to 20% of volume. So by the time you do a warm up, you do some intervals, you do, you know, some floats or jogging in between intervals and cool down, you know, if I do some 400s, 800s, you know, maybe 5, 6, 10, 1K intervals, it still doesn't amount to much in terms of total run volume. So I'm not concerned about getting injured, to be quite honest.
And it's interesting that the volume stuff you do is probably way slower than most people would think.
Absolutely. Yep. Warm up and cool down are both very easy. And between intervals, you know, it's either a very slow jog or a walk, and give yourself plenty of time to recover between intervals, get the heart rate back down. You know, make sure that when you're running fast, you're not losing form. If you're losing form, it's time to stop. You know, if your running technique is out, then it's time to stop. Or at least it's time to, you know, relax and cool down, get your heart rate down before you do your next interval.
Absolutely. Well, Mal, I look forward to talking a little bit about your nutrition, but we'll save that for next time. Thanks for your time today on the Cone Edge.
Thanks, Brad. Great to talk.
And that's it for another edition of the Cone Edge in the Bag, as they say. And thank you very much to Mal for joining me today and sharing some of his running advice. I hope you did enjoy that. I thoroughly enjoyed my chat with Mal. We'll chat to him in a week from now to find out what he's done from a nutrition point of view to improve his performance nutrition-wise. Before I go, big thanks to the sponsor of this edition of the podcast. It was brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for high-performance race wheels at a fraction of the cost, the website to get to is thekonaedge.com/wheels. It'll take you straight through to the Wheel Science website. You can go check them out. And if you decide that you want to buy yourself a set of the Wheel Science wheels, make sure that you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout to get 10% discount. That's KONAEDGE, all one word, and they'll give you 10% off.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.